potentially.
Time to catch up with our tech guru, Trevor Long from EFTM.com, the Today Show and the Two Blokes Talking Tech podcast. Morning, mate.
Morning.
Windows 10. Now, I'm hearing that it was meant to be the last version, but apparently there's an 11 coming. Have they bowed to pressure here or something, have they?
Yeah, a bit John Farnham-esque here, and I'm a Farnham fan, but they've gone with the whole, that will be our last one, but actually we're going to come out with one more. So Windows 11 has been teased. It'll launch later this year. It looks very slick. It looks very, very fresh and new, and I feel like they're trying to compete with Apple in a world where Windows is way more dominant than Apple. So it's a very strange one in terms of the way they're approaching this. But the big one that I noticed was they're making Android apps available on Windows.
So they should.
For those people that have got an Android phone or want to use some of the apps and things, it might be a game changer. So there's a lot to come. It's a fresh new look, and it'll only work on the most recent of computers, the last kind of 3 to 4 years. But it's probably good that they continue to evolve Windows because, you know, Apple do fight hard every year. So Windows 11 coming out at the end of this year.
Can I have a whinge at these streaming services, please, especially 10 Play? I'm still using Windows 7, and 10 Play will not work on Windows 7. It's forcing me to update to another system, which, you know, is annoying.
Well, can I have a whinge? You shouldn't be using Windows 7. Okay, that's not secure.
Okay. Well,
not
see,
safe
that's,
anymore.
There you go, Bilko. That should be the biggest reason for you to
update.
Well, because you do definitely worry about being hacked and all that sort of stuff. You try and hack other people.
Just when I can't watch my Blue Bloods or my, ball, and suddenly 10 Play doesn't work because they've updated their system. So anyway, that's
minor. You might want to update yours at the same time.
Here's something you can update, Bilks. Yeah. Now, Trev, very excited to hear about this not needed to use a dry cleaner anymore. So do all the dry cleaners. What's the go? There's a new appliance and it's got a hefty price on it.
Yeah, $3,000. When I looked at it, I thought that's ridiculous. I would never use such a thing. It looks kind of like a half-size fridge from Samsung. Mm-hmm. Single door, you've three hangers in it. It's called the air dresser. And what I do is I take my shirts, say my suit shirts, and I wash them in the washing machine, but then I put them in the air dresser, and it dries and steams them so they're ready to wear. No ironing, no nothing else. And with my suits, my jackets, my wife's work suits, our jumpers, whatever it is, just put them in there, put them on a sanitized cycle. About an hour and a half later, they are clean, fresh, sanitized, and ready to wear.
Worth the price, you reckon?
I initially thought that's ridiculous, but I did the sums. I've been to the dry cleaner now in 3 months since I've had this thing. I only do 2 to 3 shirts a week and then a suit. I probably wouldn't really do them every couple of months, but I'm now cleaning my suit every month, every week, and my shirts every week, and I reckon I'm saving $1,000 a year. So 3 years, return on investment, pretty good deal if you are a suit wearer.
That's right. See, I always think, I mean, would something like this, I mean, think about smelly guys with BO. I mean, I'm not suggesting...
Exactly. You could take a shirt, Ali. Yep. I've taken shirts, and I've worn them through the day, shall we say, put them in the air. So let's be clear, it doesn't wash. So if you've got a stain or something, no good.
Okay, gotcha.
You've just worn them, they need airing and sanitising. This thing steams them, sanitises them, freshens them, and they're good to go another day.
Get that BO smell out of those shirts.
You can put your blankets in there. You can put jumpers in there. Whatever you like. It's all about freshening and sanitising.
Now, blankets are a bit silly, Trevor. Come on, blankets, really? But anyway.
Blankets. So, how often? When was the last time you cleaned a blanket?
Moving on. It's the Samsung air dresser. Not hair, but air.
Hairdresser.
Right.
Yeah, see, you know, I mean, for something like this, with a price tag like that, I'd want to have a serious turn with it, you know.
And that's my job, Ali.
Well, true.
To have those serious turns and tell you that it could well be worth it.
Your job.
Ali will put her undies in there, mate. That's what she'll be doing. Now, what's this this big 140-inch screen that you need smart glasses for? What's the story?
Well, it is a 140-inch screen in a pair of smart glasses.
They're it's in the glasses.
Australia
right?
First in the world. Harvey Norman has these next month. They're the TCL Nextwear G glasses, $899. Essentially, you plug them into a computer, a smartphone or a tablet if compatible, and it expands the screen of that device. So it's like making a second screen for your laptop or your tablet, and you can then put whatever you want from your device up on the big screen. So you could watch Stan or Netflix, and you could be sitting on the couch, you could be lying in bed, you could be on a bus, you could be anywhere with these glasses on, and what you're seeing is a 140-inch big screen. What everyone around you is seeing is just you wearing a pair of black glasses, with a cable coming out of them and enjoying your favourite movies or shows.
Sounds very Matrix.
I love this. This is awesome.
You know, for people who do want a big screen experience, but maybe they live alone or maybe you live in a share house, this is perfect because you don't have to share. You can just watch what you want to watch.
Yeah.
Sign me up. No sharing, yes.
Exactly. Well, it doesn't take all the room up in your house, too.
That's right. Yeah. And it's $899 for a 150-inch screen. It's pretty good.
Wowzers, I want to give that a try, too.
All right.
Thanks. Harvey Norman exclusively.
Harvey Norman. Month. Okay, right. So we can pop in there and give it a go.
That's right. TCL Nextwear G, $899.
Thank you, Trevor. More at EFTM.com or the Two Blokes Talking Tech podcast. Fresh episodes out right now.